Lechuti Siches, Chelik Chavdalad, Dvorim Gimel. In der heutigen Sedre wird erzählt, wie die Bnei Yisrael haben Menatzeach gewonnen. Egmel Chaboshen ves Kolamei. Then the Pasuk says, Vanilkeid es Kol Orov. And then the Pasuk describes the land that they conquered. It says, Kol Chevel Argoiv Mamleches Oig Baboshem. Now what does Chevel Argoiv mean? Is Benegeh zu Chevel Argoiv gefind men Zwein Yonim, Well, Chavaisen if Chshivas Hamokim, and this Chevel Argiv also brings out the Chshivas Hamokim. We find two pshatim, Svein Yonim, Well, Chavaisen if Chshivas Hamokim. Rashi teaches late in Targum, as Argiv meant Palten, Hechel Melech, and that was the place, the castle of the king. The ganze plach, Chevel, hat me gerufen al Shem funem Hechel Melech. So this area was a place that's where the castle of the king was. So the Hechel HaMelech was, and Chevel Argiv means the area which had this Hechel HaMelech. That's the Chevel Argiv. Beis, another pshat. There's a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Menache says, Takua Alfa L'Shemen, which means the Shemen from Shtot Takua is Rishen Umufcher L'Shmonim from Beis HaMikdash. They had to bring Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash for the Menachis and for the Bnei Rebiker. They brought Shemen. So Rishon Mufchar Lishmonim was from the city of Tekua. And then the Mishnah continues, Abishol Eimer Shniolo Regev Be'Ever Hayarden. That there was a city called Regev in Ever Hayarden. And that city, Regev, which was Be'Ever Hayarden, that was the second choice. Now, the word Regev is that's a name. It's the name of a city. Der Tate Mefarish, as Regev hu Chevel Argev, shehu bechelke shel Menashe shebe'ever hayarden, mishekosu beparshas dvorim. So, be'emes, in Pasuk it says, Chevel Argev, with an aleph. And in the Mishnah it says, Regev, which is l'chura, it's a different word. And Reb Levig, the Rebbe's father, is being Mefarish, that be'emes Regev, that's Chevel Argev, which was in Chelik Menashe, which is discussed in Parsha Dvorim. So Bikitzer, so over here it says in the Pasuk that it's Kol Chevel Argiv. What does Kol Chevel Argiv mean? So one pshat of Argiv means a Hechel HaMelech, that's one pshat of Argiv. And another pshat is Argiv is the name of a city, the name of the city which is called Regev, which was a city that from there was Sheni Lo Lishmonim, that had very good olives, and Mimele, they were able to take olives for it if there's no choice. In other words, the preferable choice was Takua. And if there was no choice, they would take it from Regev. When their mitzvahs are mevayer, their tam pnimi, favos yor b'menashe, lokach is called Chevel Argiv. The Pasuk says that who took Chevel Argiv was yor b'menashe. So now that we're saying that Chevel Argiv is Regev, and Regev was sheni lo legabi shemen, Val Yoir hu miloshen Eir, ve'Eir nimshach mishem. So it makes sense why Yoir has to do with Regev, with Argev, because Argev is Regev, and Regev was a place where they took olives, which was a good place for olives. Because the Nekudas HaDvarim is that we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says that the Oig Melech HaBoshen's area was called Kol Chevel Argev, Mamleches Eig Baboshen. What does it mean, Kol Chevel Argev? So there's the Pshat that Rashi says, Argiv means Paltna Melech, and Chevel Argiv means the area which was adjacent or connected to the Hechel HaMelech, so therefore the whole area was called Hashem Hechel HaMelech, called Chevel Argiv, that's one Pshat. And then there's another Pshat that called Chevel Argiv means that there was a city called Regev, the Rebbe Tzeichon Zon, the Ebnezra, which says why. You know, sometimes you can have a word which is the same word which is additional aleph, but I'll call upon Argiv refers to Regev. It's called Chevel Argiv, means the area near Regev. Now, what was Regev? Regev was a city that had good olives, and it was Shemilo. And Tekoa was the best place for getting oil, and Regev was the second best place. Shemilo, according to Abishol, Shemilo was Regev be'Ever Hayad. That's the two pshatim in Kol Chevel Argiv. Now that the Rebbe continues, Yedr Inyan and Teira in Meduig B'Tachlis, Darf Nuzogin Adit Zwei in Yonich Shivas, Vos Veren Der Zelt in Teira, Binigay Dem Zelben Ort, which is called Chevel Argiv, And one pshat is that this is farbun mit Heichal HaMelech. Hevel Argiv means Heichal HaMelech, and Hevel Argiv means the area of the Heichal HaMelech. And un beis adas is shniela if nemu from darkness shemel amigdash and lechura levart would be chevel be the same shot. It would be chevel argiv the area around regev lechura. Haben zwischen sich hashaychus and techen. So no, there's two pshatim in the same word chevel argiv. Pshat the post pshat the Rashi says the chevel argiv means the area around the heichal amelch, and the pshat that the Rebbe's father says, Ablevik says, that Argiv is Regev, and what do we know about Regev? We know that Regev, according to Abishol, was Shniela to Tekua, Benigea, the Shemen. So these are two inyanim of Chshivos of this area. And the question is, what is the connection? You know, since they're both two Pshatim in one word in Teda, so Memela, the pastors, there's a connection, and therefore the Rebbe is asking, what's the connection? That's in the Kudus HaShail over here. Tziv Beis. That we understand from the beer in the Indian Asheni lo regev be'ever hayarden. Rebbe is now going to discuss the mission itself. What's pshat that shniel lo be'ever hayarden? Rebbe adds in the other 12 neisiv al anekuda klolis shen yoni heichel melech tzorich liyis chshuvim el shaleikim bekitni shebemelech shuvah heichel. So in other words, there's the inner chamber of the heichel, which is the most chashuv, and then there's the heichel, which is the sheni lo. So Heichel is also, so to speak, a sheinila. So Memela, on one hand, we're saying Regev is a sheinila shmanim. And on the other hand, Heichel Melech is also a sheinila. Why is it a sheinila? Because it's a sheini to the Kitan. That would be a connection. But I'll call upon him, the Rebbe is going to mevayer a connection pnimi between these two pshatim, Benigeh Hevel Argev, which is a Heichel Melech, and Hevel Argev, which refers to Regev, which was sheinila shmanim. Now the Rebbe is going to discuss the Mishnah itself. He's going to involve in the Mishnah. Just maybe Hakdama. As we have a Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Takua is Alpha L'Shemen. And then it says that Abishol Eimer Shniyolor Regev Be'ever Hayarden. So first of all, the Rebbe is going to establish that it's a Machlekes. It's the Psachidush. Abishol is saying Shniyolor Regev Be'ever Hayarden. Masha'in came, the Tanakama doesn't hold that way. Chmein Pasha, you could say the Tanakama just says Takua Alpha L'Shemen. And now Abishol is telling you another thing, that Shniel or Regev Be'ever Hayarden. Rebbe is being medag, we'll soon see. There is medag that no, that there's some places a shtickle machlekes, there's machlekes over here. The Tanakama holds that Tekua Alpha L'Shem, and he doesn't hold that Regev is Shniel. And Abishol is being mechadas Regev is Shniel. So if there's a machlekes, you have to understand about Uvas Vishnei the machlekes. No, it's a fact. Well, no, there was Zaysim over there, and Zaysim were very good Zaysim. So in Meila Lechura, if Abishol is saying that Shniela, because obviously Regev had very good Zaysim, it wasn't as good as Takua, but it was very good Zaysim, so why would the Tanakama argue? That's the Shaila Rebbe is going to ask over here in Siv Beis. From Pasus Loshna Mishnah, Abishol Eime Shniela Chulu is Mashma. Adas is Apluktet zwischen Tanakama and Abishol. So the shaman from Regev is Shniela other nit. There's mamish on Avkamina. And Rebbe says like in Har 14, Avkamina l'dina, b'mein shaman v'takua, yim eshchiyah v'akopan v'chatchila, v'hova miregev davka. Is there a l'chatchila dikadin that if you can't take from takua, you should take from Regev? And Rebbe says, Basha says it's a machlekes. Now, what's the raya? L'churi, you could say the Tanakam only mentioned the Aleph, And Abishol is mentioning the Shenila. So on that, the Rebbe is over in the Chotzi Ribur, Befrat. As Eich ben Igeet, so Seilis V'yayin, Faren Beis HaMikdosh, Verum Gebracht in Mishnah, as Faren Alfon HaShnil. Over there also it's brought down the Musik that there's the first choice and the second choice. Und bei Zei, Vert Uzgeteich, Vers the Shnil, Lo Zayin, Behemshuk zu Alfa. No, it's not like, it's mentioned the first one, and then Abishol Lamer, someone's saying some new thing. Same bad, Lechatchila. This is Aleph and this is Beis. And also, Al Tzastam Mishnah, it's not being mentioned as another Mandamar. So from here, the Rebbe is being stark Medayik, that the Pshat is that there's Taka Machlekes. There's a Machlekes over here, whether or not Shniela is Regev or not, which is a Chidush. And that the Rebbe says, darf man verstehen, in was besteht die Plukte zwischen Tanakam mit Abishol? What is the Machlekes about? ובכלל, וי שייך, זה הפלוקת המציאס, שדס השם המובחר אדונית. In other words, לכולה דה פשטס, why is it שנילה? Because it was the second best choice. So that's what Rabbi Shaul is saying, it's the second best choice. לכולה, was it the second best choice? It wasn't the second best choice. So what's pashtus on the machlekes? What kind of machlekes could there be whether the regev is shnei lo or not? Now, the mice is that the Rebbe Tzeichens in the Aura 16 of Pirush HaRambam, Pirush HaMishnah is kan, that the word alpha means tokua melumedes lohavi shemen shehi regila lasi shemen teif. Tokua was a regular place that would make shemen teif. That's what Rambam is mefarish b'negiyah takua. Ule'il, Mishnah Aleph, when he speaks about the sailors and the shemen and the ayin, so he says, b'pirish shnila, he says, ve'eim etztarf and little mimena el yidei adchak. He doesn't write that it's worse. It's, for some reason or another, it's something, ve'eim etztarf and little mimena el yidei adchak. So in other words, only occasionally you take it from there. Ayyidei adchak. I don't know the word occasionally. Aim at starf and little mimena al yedei adchak. So on that Rebbe is saying, according to the Rambam, Yeshleimar, Shebemis, it wasn't a machlekes in the quality of the shemen. Yeshleimar, Shelei hoyer rogel klal sheyaviu shemen miregev. And therefore, the Tanakhama didn't mention that regev shneila. The word of regev shneila means that were taking ayyidei adchak. For some reason or other, Tanakhama didn't remember that they would take from Regev, or he wasn't aware that they would take from Regev. V'rak abishol zochar shehiviu pa'am misham. And al derech hodemidis shehuva lekamas yivches. Over there, the Rebbe is going to bring over there a Mishnah Midis, where there's a machlekes, b'negei alishka, ma hoisem mishameshes, there was a certain lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tanakhama said he didn't know what was mishameshes, and Abishol says that he tells what it was mishameshes. So within the issue was, and there's no machlekes, the question was, the Tanakhama didn't remember, that was Mazbel, the Rebbe brings from his father, Alpi Pnimi Sinyon, why Tanakhama didn't remember, and Abishol didn't remember, but Al Kopon, it was a question of remembering. So maybe the fees that will come out like this, that Ba'emes, of course, Regev was the second best choice. But the question was, did they ever bring from Regev? In other words, was Regev ever a place that they went and looked for it and they didn't have from Tekoa? So according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't say that the Tanakhama didn't remember them taking it. Masha'in Kina B'Shol says, no, Regev, they took from Regev also. Maybe they took occasionally or took once. But I'll call upon him. So the question is not in the quality or in the din, but rather in the metzias, whether or not it was taken. That the Rebbe is saying, based on the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying, little mimena ela yidei adchak. So maybe it wasn't yidei adchak. But in other words, so according to the Rambam, it's not really such a hechrich that there's mamash machleik is whether or not you could take it from it. That's what the Rebbe is saying over here. But on the other hand, the pashtus advarim, if you learn the pashtus, so we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Tekua is the place to take Shemen. Then Abishol says that Regev is Shnila. And the pastors, the Tanakhama and Abishol are arguing. So Rebbe is asking, what's the Machlekes? In other words, you can have a Machlekes in Metzias, whether the quality of the Shemen over there was top quality and was second to Tekua or not. It's Namastaber that there should be such a Machlekes. So on that, the Rebbe says, V'yeshleimar, that the machlekes is thus is mevuir and demas abishol is mesiv umefaret regev beiver hayarden. So Rabbi Shol doesn't just say that regev is shnila. Rabbi Shol says regev beiver hayarden. Was the mitzvah zeruisen nit nor to mesayin zayin velche regev meint, and that would be the pshat l'moshul Rabbi Seichens in R 19 that maybe there's two regevs. So he's saying the regev beiver hayarden. That l'chura not the pshat nor it's a chiddush. To say that there was two regevs, and he's saying the regev shveiver ayan. Sometimes we say there's the issue of two kaddish, the beginning of gittin. But I'll call upon him over here saying nit not some signs and velche regev are meant. So the Rebbe brings over here in R 19 imtim tzalei mashiach regev acherif befratim he beretz yisrael, which mele tzorach shelishlel. Therefore, you have to say no. We mean the regev shveiver ayan, not some bavonin the chiddush b'zeh. What's pshat? The time for the Tanakhama, as if in Shemen from Regev is nit masim to zog shnei lo, as it is called of lias mishubach from Shemen from Tokua Shebaretz Yisroel, which is the Lashon of the Bartanura, is Val Regev is an Eivir Hayard in Kiddel Kamon. And thus, Bavorant Abishol, as Avalpi as Regev is Eivir Hayardin, Avalpi gain halter Adr Shemin from Regev Ishnilo. So the Rebbe is telling us Pshat over here that the Staka Machleik is with Tanakam and Abishol, whether or not Regev Ishnilo. But Vaz Meshtei the Machleikis, it's not the Machleikis in the quality of the Shemin that was in Regev. Definitely the quality of Shemin in Regev was of superior quality, and therefore surpassed that it should be Shnila to Tokua. The problem was that Regev was Be'ever Ayardin. Memele, there's a Svara that even though it had superior quality, but there you're not going to go to Regev, which is Be'ever Ayardin, to get Shemin, because it's Be'ever Ayardin, like the Rebbe will be Masber. Memele, therefore, the Tanakhama holds no, that Tokua was the place for Shemin, and he didn't have Shemin in Tokua. You went to another place in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't go to Regev and Be'ever Ayardin. Masha'ing and Abishol says, no, you go to Regev, which is Neiv Ayagin, even though it's Neiv Ayagin, which is a svara not to take it. But nevertheless, you go. So I'll call upon the violin we're having over here, Pshat, we have a Mishnah. You have a Mishnah with a din of Shemin, that Tokua is Alpha Shemin, and Abishol says that Regev is Shnielo. So the question is, what's the machlekes? The Rebbe is being masber because Regev was an Eivir Hayarden. Regev was an Eivir Hayarden. So the Tanakhama holds that even though it was that high quality, nevertheless, it wasn't Shnila. And Abishol is being machadish. No, the Regev is Shnila. Now the question is, what's the chsorn of Eivir Hayarden? What's the chsorn of Eivir Hayarden? So therefore, there's a svara to say that it's not Shnila. And then what's the svara of Abishol? That it is Shnila, even though it's an Eivir Hayarden. That's the. The beer in them, alderach chassidus. As yodua, Hashemen is meramez in bitl. The yin of Shemen is connected to bitl. Well, second on teir over here. That I'll quote upon him, Shemen is connected to bitl. Where do we see in Shemen the yin of bitl? The Rebbe says in three things. First of all, v'mezetes in Shemen begashmis, azavert gemacht durch ktishas hazayis. Kosis lamor. So in order to take out Shemin, you have to squeeze the olive. So squeezing the olive, that's the bittel. That's number one. Secondly, umbishas mitzintison, verder Shemin nimshach achar apsila, v'nichle v'nisrev hakel, shelenishir mimena klum. That's another meaning of bittel. The whole function of Shemin works through the fact that it's the kiloyin. It becomes nichlal in the fire, and through that it functions. So that's also bittel. If sein brennen gufe is bachashoy. So another prat over here. When something burns, so you have, let's say, a piece of wood burns. There's noise. So what's pshat? There's noise. The pshat is that be'etzem burning is a inyan of bittel, but when something is making noise, means that the bittel is not coming so easy. In other words, seherzach, the bittel herzach. Memele, there's the noise when it's burning. Mashenkin, oil where it's a quiet fire. What does the quiet fire represent? The quiet fire represents that the bittel is regulative. It's not something which he needs. There's no noise in the bittel. That's the word. When eich zayn brennen gufe is bechashoy. On Rash, but thus Alz weist if bittel betachlus bittel bemetzius. Because the Shemin is the meaning of bittel, by the fact that Shemin, first of all, you have to squeeze in order to take out the oil. The meaning of Shemin is to burn. And this burning is the meaning of bittel, and not stam it burns. It burns bechashoy. It burns onatumt. So that's the meaning. The weist of bittel betachlus and the betach is up bittel bemetzius. Bittel bemetzius means it's in ganzen bottle. It's not pshat that there's a zach that's being bottled. The metzius is bad some bottles. The metzius is a bittel ayesh and the bittel bemetzius. So the darga from bittel bemetzius, which means a bittel vekel, bedugme vider shemen vert nichle legamri, ken der adam nitzukum and bekechatzme. A person can't really ever reach this level of bittel, which is a bittel mikel v'kel b'keir chatzmi. Durch zayin aveda v'his beinenos b'remus hakel v'shiflus adam. In other words, how much he's going to think about the remus hakel v'shiflus adam, which is going to cause by him bittel, but he's never going to reach this level of bittel b'metzius. Warum wie viel ein Mensch soll sich mevatel sein? Is er als begedre bittel ayesh? In other words, there's a he, and he's being mevatel himself. Warum sich machnia, warum is sich machnia und mevatel sein yeshus for the meibishten, aber bleibt da dover rifnei atzmi. So in other words, einachinami, he's being mevatel himself, but on the other hand, there's a he, which is mevatel himself. The Rebbe teaches us, zayin metzias cannot bring into bittul metzias. His metzias is not going to be able to bring bittul metzias. The Rebbe in Hara 24 brings Lahar my mechazal in chavish matris atzmi. Just like a chavish can't be matris atzmi, so al derech there's something that's a metzias can't krich out of that being metzias through his beinus in hadra metzias, because sof is the metzias. So a metzias is causing a complete hadra metzias that can't be. So how could it be? The inyan from bittul metzias kum davke dur chagila milmail b'shas bam odem vert nizgala an ereliki umitzadim eibishten idoch nidokin ort fakei metzias ulosti chas v'sholom vert b'derech memeilin is battle the metzias odem. It's b'kitzer. A person himself, if a person wants through his beinonos to be mizbeinon in his in the bittul, and that'll cause him bittul, so taka reach a level of bittul, but sof kol sof won't be a bittul mitzias, because since it's he that's bringing his bittul, so mele the he still remains. When could there be a mitzias, a bittul mitzias? Only when there's a gilier mamayla, which misad mamayla, there's taka no art for him, but normally he doesn't deherit. And through the fact that he deherits this er mamayla, so through that becomes bittul mitzias. That's what the Rebbe teaches up in the Chotzi Ribua. Nor k'day, Adar gilim ma'ilah zol ba'im der herdvern, umpeil zayn pulosi ifim, muzder odem zayn akeli dertzu. This says, Adar avedes odem ba'shteit, nor in machen fun zich akeli, zum gili erim ma'ilah, aber der bittel b'metzies gufa, vert uvgeton nid dur zayn aveda, nor der gilim ma'ilah. So what's his involvement? His involvement is only to become a keli for that gilier mumayla. In other words, the bittul itself, which causes the bittul b'metzias, that comes through the gilier mumayla. Only through the gilier mumayla can cause the bittul b'metzias. Masha'in came, what is his aveda? His aveda is an aveda which is only that he should be a keli to that gilier mumayla. So that's the hair we're learning over here about shaman. Shaman is the union of bittul. And Avedas Odom means the Aved of Bittul, the Aved of Bittul, and that Aved of Bittul could only come through a Gilim Omayl. So now the Rebbe continues to Siv Dalit. Al Pi Zevet Mufashtein, der Chilut zwischen Eretz Yisrael and Ever Ayarden, b'negeh der Shemen far Beis HaMikdash. So they had to bring Shemen to Beis HaMikdash, and again, Shemen is the union of Bittul, the union of Bittul. And we're saying bittul could only come through a gilim umayla and not through the person himself. The person himself is only causing that he should be a keli for that bittul umayla. So the union of shemen bepnimius is the union of bittul. Now the question is, you bring the shemen dafka from Eretz Yisrael and not Never Ayadin. What's the pshat? The chilus in Eretz Yisrael and Never Ayadin is Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Shiva Amomim, where the Rebbe Shterot Melchatchila Becher Gwen. Von alle Arotzis als Eretz HaKedosh. Und als Azah hat sie auch gegeben zu die Ovis Kedeshim Lachuzeseilu. So the Eberster chose Eretz Yisrael als Eretz HaKedosh. And that Eretz HaKedosh he gave to the Ovis. So notice, the Ovis received Milmaila an Eretz which was a Kedosh. Masha'enken Ever Ayarden is nit an Eretz was im Milchatchile given uisgestellt. For Bnei Yisrael, nor not Lumi Atzmon, they took it by themselves. They asked for it. The Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven, haben sie ausgebeten. Yutan es oretz hazeis lavodecho lachuza. They asked for this land, and there's a whole issue the Rebbe Tzeichel's here. And the others, when you get the status of Ever Ayarden, what's exactly the status of Ever Ayarden? The shita, whether or not it was really from the Zayin Amomim, from Mameli, which the Ramban brings, that there was Be'emes part of the Zayin HaMom, and there's a big machlekes about it. But over here, on the Derech HaPoshet, the Rebbe is saying that Lepeil wasn't something that was given Mumaila, it was something Vazem Uizgibet. The Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven, Zay Uizgibet, and Yutnus Oretz Azeis La'avdecho Lachuzah. Und the Far, if Alan Achilik Ikri, ונגיע דקדושה ואשרוי סשכינה נארץ ישראל לגבי עבר היד. אז בנגיע דמדרג אוף קדושה, זה לא סוח חלק. חכמי מחזל, ארץ כנען מקודשס מעבר הידן, וארץ כנען אסקשי ללבי שכינה. So there's ארץ כנען, there's one Indian, and ממילא, and then there was, and then there's עבר הידן. So even though עבר הידן has certain דינים of ארץ ישראל, but on the other hand, it's ארץ כנען מקודשס מעבר הידן, and ארץ כנען אסקשי ללבי שכינה. The Kedusha von Eretz Yisrael is not abhängig in the Eden Bavidosom, nor is it kommt mal meila, das Eretz Asher Gamer, Tomid, Eine Havaya Lekechabo. So Eretz Yisrael is a place which of Kedusha, it's a Mokim Kodesh, Be'etzem, and this Mokim Kodesh, which is Be'etzem a Mokim Kedusha, is something that was the Eberster talking about. Memeila, that's Tomid, Eine Havaya Lekechabo, the Eberster is, in other words, the Gilia Likus is their mayor in Eretz Yisrael. מה שאין כן, די קדושה פן עבר הירדן, וסי גבורן הנחל פן עידן דור זהר בקושה, זה המדרגה וס ניברה טוטוף. בקיצר, the נקודס הדבורם is that there is a chili between עבר הירדן and ארץ ישראל. ארץ ישראל is a קדושה which comes מלכתחילה מלמיילה. It's something which is a ארץ קודש which the Eberster gave to the others. מה שאין כן, עבר הירדן is something was mit uis gebeten, it came through Aveda. The Aveda, no, through the Abakosha, that's how it became Kedusha. Now, we learned before that the Inyan of Shemen shows on Bittl, and the Tachlis Madrega of Bittl, Bittl b'metzias, but Bittl b'metzias can only come through a Gilear Mumaila. Masha'in can, through Aveda's Hamata, you can never come to this Inyan of Shemen, which is this Bittl b'metzias, because Aveda's Hamata, since Sof Kol Sof, it's your Aveda, so your Aveda can never krich haruis from your eigen metzias. Like the Rebbe said before, you can't, through your metzias, go to Zayn metzias, can bring it to Bittl metzias. So now this the shaila is, could you bring Shemen from Eivor HaYarden? Could you bring Shemen from Eivor HaYarden? Shemen from Eivor HaYarden, a mufchadik Shemen. So that the Rebbe says, and thus is the beer aplukta zwischen the Tanakam and Abishol. And machlekes between Tanakam and Abishol, whether or not bringing Shemen me'evi yarden was an inyan of mufcher. The Tanakam held as Shemen mufcher can zayn nor from Eretz Yisrael. Why? Well, davken Eretz Yisrael is a likus meir beifun goli, bizen anefen fun ria eini avaya likechabo. And the father says, Mokim Mukshir, a bitl b'mtsir Shem. You're having Shemen, so where would you bring Shemen from? You bring Shemen, Dafka, from Eretz Yisrael, from a place where over there there's a Gilei Likus, Eini Havaya Lekechebo. Befrad Vidal Trebbe, Mevar, Deloshen, Eini Havaya Lekechebo. What's the word Eini? As Einayim, Eim Kinuyim, Lam Shochas, Vehooras, Eira Chochma. Vidal Trebbe's Mazmin, Negeres HaKedish. Veshemen, Efarbun, Mit Chochma. The Chazal Zogim, B'teich Shir Gilim, B'shem Zayis, is Chochm Mitzuyi Behem, and therefore, they, when they wanted Isha Chachom, they went to Tepuah, because Choch, Shemen, Al-Kopar, Shemen is connected to Chochm. So Meil, when you say that Eini Havaya Lekechebo means over there is Meir Chochm, so Meil, and Shemen is connected to Chochm, so therefore, it's understandable that proper Shemen for the Beis HaMikdosh, it's not Leikuv over here, but proper Shemen for the Beis HaMikdosh is Dafka from Eretz Yisrael. The Ashleimer, as Eichon the Nomen Tokua, is Merumis der Maile from Shemen. Tokua is Miloshen V'yitka Makshavti B'chezek. Ubin Yoneinu der Yitka Makshavti B'chezek in dem Eire Liki was Vertnis Gal in Eretz Yisrael. Be'ifon am Vertnis Achid mit dem Eire Gdusha. The Rebbe is in the Gili, is the Gili Air Pale Pulas, it's Ufton, Inyan Habitl Bishlimus. It's Bekitzer. Eretz Yisrael, Inyan of Shemen is Bittl, and Bittl, Inyan of Shemen is Bittl, Bittl Mamatsias. Inyan of Bittl Mamatsias could only come through a Gili Mumaila. Mumaila, this Gili Mumaila is Dafka connected to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael over there, there's the Eini Havaya Lekechabo, Tomid, Inyan of the Gili Mumaila, the fact that Rebbe the Rebbe brings that Eini Havaya Lekechem is the Gili of Chochma, which the Gili of Chochma is connected to the Inyan of Shemen. So Mele, the Bittl of Shemen, the Inyan of Shemen, which is connected to Bittl, Bittl B'metzias, Dafka comes from Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, the Rebbe points out that it's Tokua. What's Tokua? The Yitka Machshavta Bechezik, where a person is Misachid with that Eira Liki, which is being Nimshak Melmaila, which causes the Bittul Bimetzius. Masha'enkin, Eivar Ayarden, Vibal Dorten Edod, Der Gili Eira Gdusha Melmaila, Bezol Peel Zayn Derinim from Bittul Amiti Bimetziusay, the far kender shemen fun regev beiver ayardin nit zayn kishnilo, which means zayn be'erev zum shemen o bittel van Eretz Yisrael. Shnilo means it's in the same madrega as shnilo. Not the same madrega, it's a lower madrega, but it's shnilo. So nit in dem gedev fun shemen. In other words, there's the madrega of shemen, which comes from Eretz Yisrael, from Tokua, and there's kil, and Eivra Yadim, the Shach is to say that you have up another Indian, which is a little lower, and it's in that Madrega. It's a different soup. The Shemen of Eretz Yisrael is the Gili Eir Momaila, which is a Gili Eir Momaila, which causes Bittul B'Metzias, which is after Mitzad Eretz Yisrael, because over there, that's completely a Eretz HaKedesh, which the Eibishter gave to others, Masha'enkin, Eivra Yadim, which is something which was taken through the Bnei Yisrael, the Yutan Lonu, Be'ever Ayadna, came through their Aveda, so their Aveda can't come to that Inyan of Bittul Metzias. Like we said before, that Bittul Metzias, you can only come through a Gili Eir Momaila, not through Aveda from Mekeach Atzmi. And that's the sheet of the Tanakam. Now that the Rebbe continues, the Sivvav, Abishol Oberhaut, Adir Shemen from Regev Ken Yezayin Ashnilo. Alav Alpia, the Gdushim Ne'ever Ayadna, Kupnit, to Gdushis Eretz Yisrael Atzma. When their father is Snitkin Alpha Lashemen, so it's not, everyone agrees that it's not in the same Madrega. So, but Echa Gedusha was his Hecha from Nevroim, and can the far pale sein a bittel Benzies? Was in Be'erech zum bittel Mikael Vakael von Eretz Yisrael, and Be'efen Azer Shnilo. So, that was not saying it's the same thing. So, obviously, it's in a lower Madrega. But when you say Shnilo, it's a second level, it means that it's somewhat Be'erech to the first level, it's Shnilo. So that's the Shiloh over here. The Shiloh is in Eivar Ayarden, were they able to reach a level of Kedusha which was Shnila to what was happening in Eretz Yisrael. What's the Shiloh? So normally you say, Bekech Hatzmi, you can't come to Bittul B'Metzias. Bekech Hatzmi, you could only come to Bittul Ayesh. You can't come to Bittul B'Metzias. In Eretz Yisrael, you could come to Bittul B'Metzias. What about Eivar Ayarden? So and he says, Varum Eichen Eivar Ayarden is Nimshach Gevorim der Gili Eir Mumayl. It's not the pshat is that in Eivar Ayarden was only Aveda B'Kech Atzmei. The Kedusha from Eivar Ayarden had Tzuchuvi Gitoa not durg the Bnei God the Bnei Ruvin, nor durg them but their Eibishter had masken given and kiveh given as olveren zeir nachle. But their mit had her dort arangegeben a Kedusha miuchedes and the Bnei God Bnei Ruvin had durg zeir bakoshe geirme given to the Ramshachas a Kedusha. So now is ultimately, Eivar Ayarden is not Chutzlaretz. Eivar Ayarden, it became a land which was Nimshel the Gdusha of Eretz Yisrael. But it wasn't Nimshel the Gdusha of Eretz Yisrael, only Mitzad Momaila, that the Eivar Shtekat himself was Mamshel this Gdusha. This came through the Aved of Yidin, through the fact that the Yidin, the Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven, asked Yutin, Arz, Azel, and Achle, through that they got it. Al Derech. Ider badait fun notl mi atzman pashtus. Is nit der pshat as em is bepel mamish fun sich allein genommen. Das meint as em das genommen dur sehr bakosha. Aber de nesin le pel i given abhängig in shuvas ich un meshe und fun und dem ebischen zrotzen. So meilish is when you say notl mi atzman doesn't mean mamish they took it themselves. It means to say they asked for it and then it was given to them. So ultimately it was given to them. But it wasn't given to them. It's adatzma, it was given to them through asking. So Alder is over here. The Kedusha that came into Eivar Ayarden was a Kedusha that came on Maila. It wasn't something that they did only Kech Atzma. But on the other hand, that that Kedusha which came on Maila came through Isarusa del Tata, through their Seirus, was gave him that there should be a Hamshach as a Kedusha on Maila. And thus is the Chilik between Eivar Ayarden and Chutz Loretz. Eich in Chutz Loretz hat Ayid Bekech zu Ufton und darf Ufton as a Likuzel dort mehr sein begol. Upisgim Rabbi Seninusiyenu Magdo in Chutzlorz Eretz Yisrael. The Baldo Aber at the Gilu Vert Uvgeton Dur Der Odom B'loshen Anal Magdo Eretz Yisrael. He's making Eretz Yisrael. Sazam Adrege was a nit hecher der fun was a nivre mugdul kem mamshuzan. We're talking about something which he himself is coming. שאין כי אם זה דרגס הקדושה פנעבר הירדן, כן התעיד ממשו זין ונופתם בעלין. זה כן נורבט מונגלם זין, עדו זו נמשך ון מלמייל. So the kitzer, the Nekudas Advarim is that Be'emes, the Kedusha Ve'eva Hayarden was also coming from Mila. The difference was only whether this Kedusha that came from Mila was something that it was a Hagdoma Milmata, that they asked for it or they didn't ask for it. The Baal that the Kedusha Ve'eva Hayarden is Hecher from Kananim Shechver Durch Nevroim, the Riber Kenzi in Zei Uftan Abitul Metzius. Razebi does some adrege, was hot alkopon, mashakis to Nevroim, was the fire, Kenzi does betten on a ruis rufen, alkopon, bedel gram. The river is snit bedemets in the bittel bemetzias, was Kenzi huften and erzis so latsmo, mahai time the shaman for rege, baby, I yard, blay shengu. So the Rebbe is being mazbe over here, what's the machlekes between the Tanakama and Abisho, whether or not rege was shnielo? So the Nekudas Advarim is that the union of Shemen is the union of Bittul B'metzias. Bepashas Bittul B'metzias is something which is only Shaykhus Mitzad Gilum O'Maila. And that's the Svara that since Regev was Be'ever HaYarden, so therefore they can't be a Shniela to the Shemen of Eretz Yisroel, the Shemen of Tekua. Over there it's Bittul B'metzias and over here it's Bittul Hayesh. So it's not Shniela. No matter how good the Shemen is, but Lepel, it's Shemen that's coming not from Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is a different level. It's a Kedusha which is coming from Maila. Mashenkin over here came through the Avedis Hamata. So since it came through Avedis Hamata, so therefore it's not a Bittul B'metzias. And on that, Abishol will say, Hei Nachinami, it came through the Bakoshim Umata. But on the other end, it didn't only come through the Bakoshim Umata, they became a Gilim Umaila. There's two types of avedas which are uvgiton durch the mata. There's an aveda that's uvgiton through the mata that the mata accomplishes that aveda. There brings the union of machdo Eretz Yisrael. Machdo Eretz Yisrael is nishpshat that there's amshachem al mata. It means that the avedas hamata is making that this place should be Eretz Yisrael. So come moving since the Eretz Yisrael is coming through avedas hamata, so it's not that same madrega as Eretz Yisrael. Mashenkin evrayadin. It's not that they took it. In other words, they lochum yatzma. Lochum yatzma doesn't mean they took it themselves. It means to say they were goyim that the Eibushter should give it to them. So ultimately, the Eibushter gave it to them. But on the other end, they were goyim that the Eibushter should give it to them. So since the Eibushter gave it to them, so therefore it is an union of bittul b'metzias. But since they were goyim that the Eibushter should give it to them, so Mele we're talking about such a madrega which has a connection to their aveda, and therefore it's only shneila. But on the other end, it's shneila. So that's good for the machlekes. Whether or not something which comes from Eivra Yarden is an union which can be called as if referred to as Shnilo. That's the word. So, here the Rebbe was Mazda, this is the union, this ain't the Sholem, La'atzmai. Whereas we have a Mishnah in Menachis, a Machlekes in Tanakam and Abishol, there's a Machlekes, and the Rebbe is being Mazda, what's the Machlekes? Machlekes is whether or not Shemen from Eivra Yarden go into the gather of Shnilo. Si'iv Zayin. So at the beginning of the Sikha, the Rebbe brought that there's two pshatim mechevel argiv. One pshat was that it's the plach of the palton shel melech. The other pshat was that it's connected to regev, which is shnila, according to Abishol, is shnila, legabi takua, which is alpha l'shemen. And the Rebbe is, what's the connection between these two pshatim? So here in Si'iv Zayin, al pi kol anal, but when I understand the shaykes between the two in Yarmanal, see if Aleph, when it gets to Hevel Argiv. So, in other words, whether Hevel Argiv means the plach of the Palkum Shel Melech, or the other pshat is that Hevel Argiv refers to Regev, which Regev is Shnilo. While the Milem Yuchedes from the Mshemen Ubitel from Regev is Merumes in the Mpirish from Argiv, Melosh and Palkum Hechel Melech. These two in Yarmanal connect. What's the connection? So then it says, B'shas Eden zayne kevesh ha-land is snit nor ha-kibush b'gashmiz. At the bailus from land, geit ha-ribetz Eden. Nor dos is u-be'iker ha-kibush b'ruchnis. To say, what does it mean? Ha-oretz v'chol n'yomel gein iber l'shuz geit kodesh ha-gdush. So when Eden conquer a land, the Nekudas Advarim is that this land becomes b'rshuz ha-gdush. Valderazed with Negea Argiv, Loshen Paltin. B'shas mit kovish given chevel argiv, which was Palton, which was a castle of the king. Idach nishapet born from a hechel melech basav adam from the umisraelam eg melech haboshen. So a hechel melech from the emerson melech, which is malki shalel. That's argiv. That's the union of chevel argiv. The far is argiv, was is given a palton shomela from malki shalel, was is given a palton shomela from malki shalel, a me'ein from klolus eretz yisrael, was is palton shomela. So in other words, the idea of knows there's palton shomela, but the palton shomela originally was palton shomela of oik. Now lapel through the fact that they conquered chevel argiv. So it became also Palton Shomela, but which Palton Shomela? Palton Shomela from Malki Shalela. So umbitzad them is eir the shemen ubitel from them ort me'ein shniela from the bitel was v'sefarad in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Eretz Yisrael, that's be'emes the Hechel Melech. Eretz Yisrael, that's the Hechel Melech of the Eibishter. It's not you're taking a Hechel Melech of a Bosse V'dam, you're making it into a Hechel Melech of the Eibishter. You're taking, that's the Mokum of the Eibishter. And then there's the Chevel Argev, which is the Tlach of Palkin Shemelech, which Melech, over here, Tom and Melech, Melech Eid. And you're taking that Palkin Shemelech, and now that Palkin Shemelech is becoming Palkin Shemelech, Malki Shalela. So in a certain way, it's similar to this idea, just like there's the Taich of Regev. The Regev is Shnilo. So the Rebbe touches up that Regev is Shnilo means that the Madrig is a bitl of Regev, which is Eivra Yarden, is Shnilo to the Madregas Abitl of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tait Shnilo. So the same thing over here. In Palkin Shal Melech, there's also Shnilo. There's the Madrega of Eretz Yisrael, which Eretz Yisrael is Mamish Palkin Shal Melech, that's the Eberster's Mokim. And then there's the Chevel Argiv, that you took the Palkin Shal Melech. Which Palkin Shal Melech over here? It means the Palkin Melech of Eid. Of Eid. And that became the Palkin Melech, Malki Shalela. Mitzad them is oich the shemen ubitel from them ort me'ein shnilo from them bitel vasufaran in Eretz Yisrael. You know, just like this inyan of Palkin Shal Melech, supposed to child garish is Palkin Shal Melech. It's a chshivas. We say no. The Palkin Shal Melech means it was a Palkin Shal Melech of a boss of a dam that turned into the Palkin Shal Melech Malki Shalel. That's the taich kibush Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Yisrael means you took something which was in someplace else, and it became Rishus HaKdusha. So we hear the Palkin Shemelu became Palkin Shemalki Shalelu. And that's similar to the idea of the Shemen, which, in other words, it's not in the same Madrega as Eretz Yisrael Melchatchila, but it's Shnilo. Shnilo is Regev. Seifkes. V'yeshleimar. Now they're saying a new one. So the violet, they say, the klolus abir of what we learned now was spoke about chevel argiv, two pshatim of chevel argiv. Question is, what is the pshat? What is the connection between these two pshatim? So now that the Rebbe was masbir, the Mishnah itself, what's pshat in the Mishnah? What's the machlekes between Abishol and the Tanakama? What was the machlekes whether or not Eivra Yarden the Shach is to be a shnielot legabi the shemen? That's the shaila. In other words, since the Shemen of Eretz Yisrael represents Bittul B'Metzias, and anything outside Eretz Yisrael is really not Bittul B'Metzias. So Lechura, anything outside Eretz Yisrael can be Shneela. Or we say no, that Eivar HaYarden, since it's not Eretz Yisrael itself, but it came through Aveda Samata, but Aveda Samata tutuf, that there should be the Amshachim O'Maila, so therefore, Enoch Inam, it's not Mamish Al Derech Eretz Yisrael, but on the other end, it's Shneela. That's good for the Machlekes between Abishol and the Chacham Pshat and the Mishnah. Now, based on that, so the Rebbe is saying that that's also the connection between the two pshatim, the Palkin Shal Melech and Regev being Shnielo, because Palkin Shal Melech also is like a Shnielo, Shniel to Eretz Yisrael, that it's Palkin Shal Melech, but it became from a Palkin of a Goy, of a Melech, of Og Melech HaBashim, became Palkin Shal Melech. It became Palkin Shal Melech, but it became from the Palkin Shal Melech of Eid. And in the middle, that's Aldera, the union of Shnielo. So now the Rebbe is going to say, look, I mean that the connection between this Abishol being Lishitosi. Yesh Leimar, Ados was Abishol Zok Benegir the Shemin for Regev Beivra Yadin, as Sishnilo, is al shitose elo bekana echod menoch ha'in was abe shol zog benegi Hashem shebemidnash. The Mishnah zog in the Sechta Midas as in given fear lishkes in the fear mikzeis from Ezra's Noshim. Tells you there were four lishkes there. Benegi der lishka sheb marov is remis ver gibrachten der Mishnah as Rabbi Eliezer miyankev had yuzogt shochachti ma hoiso mishamashes. That there was a lishka there in Keren Marov is Dremis, but Shachachte Ma Hoysim Mishamashes. And there, Hatabashol Gizok, Shom Hoyunestin Yain Mishaman. And he Hoysim Nikras Lishkas Beisham. So Psalmais Abba Mishnah says that there were four Lishkas. Rabbi Lezmi Yankiv says that this Lishkish Marov is Dremis, Shachachte Ma Hoysim Mishamashes. And Abishol says, tells you what was Mishameshes. They were Mishameshes Yayin Vishemen, and he was in the Kras, Lishkas Beishami. Favoset Rebbe Lezim and Yayin Kefagessen Dafke wegen der Lishke Shebezes Noshims. From all, why was Dafke this Lishke? It deftate mevair, in Asius from Kabbalah, as odi Lishke mitzadatzme, if arbun mit amadrege, bechinas yeseid zo. In welches is shayach delin ashikha. So the Madrega called Yaseid Zo, and that Madrega of Yaseid Zo is Shaykh Lina Shikha. But during them, Vashom Ho Yenesnim, Yayin the Shemin, Unokmer the Lishka and the Kras Al Shem Shemin, Vilay Al Shem Yayin Dakin, Hotis Bavorant, Shabal Yishkechu Ma Hoysim Shameshes. Ki Shemin Zayis Mazra Zikor. So it brings the Gemara that Shem Zayis Mazra Zikor and Al Kolponim. That thing, that there's a lishka which is connected to Yaseid Abba, and Memela, since it's connected to Yaseid Abba, so therefore it's connected, it's therefore shaked to Shikha, and therefore Taka, the Blazim Yanki was Shochach, Mahoisim Mishameshes. And on that, Abishol says, no, there was Mishamesh with Yayin the Shemin, and it was called Beishamni. So the meaning of Shemin causes. Back the Zikaron, and therefore, even though this Madrega was a Madrega, was something which was Shaykhis to Yaseid Abba, which was Shaykhis to Shikha, but through Shemin, it was the union of Zikaron. That's what it says there. Now, why is Dafka Abishol? And Dafka Abishol, what is their mant? Well, the B'chin of an Abishol is Yaseid Abba should be Yaseid Zo. So there's such a Madrega called Yaseid Zo, and then there's Yaseid Abba should be Yaseid Zo. If Arbun mit Nina Zikaron, but Zikaron who b'pchinas Chochma Yaseid Abba. B'kitzur. So there's the Indian of Rabbi Elazar ben Yankev forgot what this Lishka was Mishameshes, because this Lishka is connected to Yaseid Zo, and Yaseid Zo is connected to Mshikva. Abishol reminded what was it connected to, because it was connected to Shemin, and Shemin is connected to Indian of Zikaron, Shemin Zayis is Magzer Zikaron. And why Dafka Abishol? Because Abishol is connected to Yaseid Abba, and Yaseid Abba is connected to Chochma. Yaseid Abba should be Yaseid Zo, which is Magzer HaZikor. That's what it says over there in Kutei Levi Yitzchak. So that the Rebbe is saying, L'chura nid glatik b'pnim yisinyon. The Rebbe is not getting involved in the Kabbalah Shebedover. The Rebbe is saying, this is Madrig called Yaseid Abba. Yaseid Abba is connected to Shikha, Shemin is connected to Zikorn. And Abishol, since he's connected to Abba, the union of Chochma, so therefore he was Mamsha, the Yaseid Abba in Yaseid Zo, and Memela brought the union of Zikaron. But the Vayle we mentioned that Shemin is the union of Zikaron. L'chura nidglatik, b'pnim yisinyon, v'bal der uftudo, is the union of Shemin, was er dafke is magzar Zikaron, and since this Lishka was Mishamish for Shemin, therefore there was the union of Zikaron, Favos is in the Lishka given Eich Yayin. We say to Mizah, Abishol, der Mag Befeirish Yayin, we say to Mizah, Er is Magdim Yayin L'Shemin, Shom Ho Yonesen Yayin V'Shemin. Befrat, as Yayin is in Yoni Hepach HaZikor, Vider Tati Mavayin. Mi Yayin Adra, Benim Shek Shikha. So there was this, they're not getting involved in the Kabbalah Shebedover, but he's asking, you're saying Shemin is connected to Zikaron. Fine. So maybe you mentioned over there they use Shemin, so it's understandable. So So somewhere another Sheman brings the Inyan HaZikaron, and that's why Abishol was masked. What was the Inyan? Because he's mentioning Sheman. And Abishol is the Inyan of Chochma, also the Inyan of Zikaron. But Luchur, what's the Inyan of Yayin? Yayin is Luchur connected to Sheman. So you're saying that over there they use the Yayin in Sheman and Sheman. So Luchur, Sheman, we understand. But Luchur, what's the Negev the Yayin? That's what the Rebbe is asking here. The Rebbe is asking a Shaila, it's not a Shaila of Pshat. Shaila of Primus in Yom. You're telling me that the Inyan of Sheman is the Inyan of Zikaron. And Lepel, you mentioned the Yayin, which is Hepech HaZikaron. So on that, the Rebbe says, the Sif Tes is the Bir B'Zaz Adar Rebbe. He understands. The Uftu Do is, Adam Shocha from Zikaron is in dem Ort, was mit Zad Atzmi, dort in Shaykh, noch mehr Mamshich Shikha. Because to have Shemen, which is the union of Zikaron, is one union. But you have a place where there's Yayin. And over there, there should be Shemen. And that's the Zikaron, be Mamshich Zikaron, in a place where Be'etzim has the Shaykh to Shikha. And the fathers are Magdim, Shom, Hoyo, Nesn, Yayin. Which means had Gosh had the Lishka mitzad Atzme ishayk is on earth from Yayin. Earth from Yayin. From Velchus nimshach Shikha. Now, do them was misdort noisen ech Shemen. Bizna neifen ados ver der Iker, the Lishka nikras al Shem Shemen davke, be Shamni. Vert nimshach der Ina zikorn, und es wird bewornt, shebal yishkechu ma hoisem Shemeshes. So in other words, fakert, in other words, there's the Inyan of Zikaron, but the Inyan of Zikaron, the Iker Inyan is that the Zikaron should be Nimshach in a place where there would be a Shikha. And does Eich Masim with the Bir Anal from Tatnas, Madrigas Abishol, is Yisayd Abish Shebi Yisayd Zo? Is in Yisayd Zo mitzad Atzmei Shach Kavi Yochu Shikha? Aber dur der Hemshach in Yisayd Abish Yisayd Zo? Vert Uvi Gitton Zikaron Eich in Yisayd Zo? So Melal, just like the Inyan of Yisayd Abba Shebi Yisayd Zor, so al there is there's the Yai, the Shemen, which was being Nimshach in a place where there was Yai. So that's how the Rebbe is being Masber, but Pnim Yisinyon and Pshat, in this Inyan, this Mishnah of Midas. So notice, again, we have a Mishnah of Midas. Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezmi Yankiv says that there was a Lishka, Marovitz Dremis, which Shachachti Ma'is Mishameshes. And then Abishol said that it was a place where it was connected to Yayin Hashem, and it was called Bishamni. The Rebbe's father is Mavayer that the Inyan of this art was connected to Yisayd Zoh, which the Yisayd Zoh is connected to Shikha. And the Mela through Shemen, Yemazer the Shikha. That's the Inyan of Abishol. Abishol is the Inyan of being Mamshach, the Yisayd Chochmi, the Yisayd Zoh, which is to be Mamshik Shikha. So that the Rebbe is asking, fine, but Pnimis in Yonim, that's the Machlekes. But Lechura, so why isn't the game over here Yayin? Lechura, it should have been a place only for Shema, not for Yayin. Why are you mentioning Yayin? You might mention Yayin first. So that the Rebbe is being Masber, that other Rebbe, the whole Ufta over here is that the Shema should be Nimshach in the place of Shikha. Al Derech, the Rebbe Shol, which was the Yisayd Abba, which was Mamshik, Yisayd Abba, Shebi Yisayd Zoh. That's what they say. Al Pizi Yesh Lahazber is Abishol is also Lishitosi. In the Din, Chushniel Lo Regev Shebeva Yayar. So before we learned that Abishol says that Regev Shebeva Yayar Nishniel, and the Nakama held out like that. So what's the Pshat? Eich in dem Din is the Uftu al Derevze, as Eich in dem Ort Ever Ayar. Wo the Bittel Beifen, as there is Bittel Ayesh, is bleibt aber Bumzias Odom, vert Nimshah der Bittel von Shemen Kanal. So no, just like Abishol was being Mamshach Shemen in a place of Yayin, so this is Al-Derech, that Regev Shebevi Yarden, Regev Shebevi Yarden of Pshar is, and Evra Yarden is Lechur, a place of not Bittel B'Metzius. And Abishol is saying, no, Shnila, that over here, in this place of Evra Yarden, which is Lechur, not Bittel B'Metzius, you can have Bittel B'Metzius. Das ist bedugmas inyan anal ben geir zu lishkes beis hashmanim az eich in dem ort wo nesten yayim was mit zadatzme i dort ein shayich shikha der far wo das am adrege was a shayich sin of roi mitzies wo chesayne bali shinuyim and that's where the zinyin of shikha wer dort nimshah der inyan azikorn was kumt misad chokmo bit. So we have two inyan of Abishol. We have one Abishol which is saying that shnilo is the negam shebeivra yarden. We have another Abishol which is saying which Lishka it was. So the beer of the Abishol, which said which Lishka was, we're saying that he's being Mamshah Din Azikar. Mamshah Din Azikar connected to Shem. And that's Abishol, which is the Choch. You say Chochmu, should be said Zo. But the Rebbe is asking, why is Rebbe mentioning Yayin? So the answer is Fakert, that you're being Mamshik Shemen in a place where of Yayin, which is Alderech of Regev Shem Eivir HaYarden. Even though we're talking about Eivir HaYarden, but in Eivir HaYarden you can have the Metzias of Shemen, of the Shnilah, even though it's in Eivir HaYarden. That's the Lushitose of the two Abishols. See, if Yud, the hero Mikol Zeh in Avedis Kolechet Ve'echet, Shidua, so Teir is called Yayin, is called Shemen. The chili bechlal zwischen Zeh and Avedis Adam is Yayin was bringed to Simcha is Meramez of Limud Teir mitakoch. The Reiser come Raschale. Person is learning Teir with a koch. Shemen, which is Chashoy, weiss if their bittel was fodder zach far umbay Limud Teir. So there's two inyanim in Teira. Teira on one hand, Monsach, Simcha, and Koch, and that's represented by Yayin. The Yayin Shem Teira brings out the Koch. Then there's another inyan of Bittel, that Teira has to be learned with Bittel, Borchu Bateira Tchila. Memele, there has to be the Bittel of Limud HaTeira. There has to be the Koch Limud HaTeira, and there has to be the Bittel Limud HaTeira. Kemen Meinen, Adozayin and Svei Hofke is the Kenyanim. Yayin is ein von Metzias, Koch. Und Shem is in Yoni Bittl. Und der Far, afal pias es fadl sich beide tnuas, sei der Ingen of Yayin, es ein Ingen of Shem, kennen sie aber nicht sein zusammen in derselbe Zeit, nur jeder in einer besondere Zeit. Und what will be the Pshat? Keidem Alimut, darf sein der Borchu Batere, bechdei zu halten bei Vinovshi Kaofel Akeltia, und der Noch, Bishas Halimut Gufa, was darf sein mit Havana Basoga, der Herze bläst der Kochen Geschmack. Der Yayin von Teira. So in other words, there's two Tnuas in Teira, two of Yayin, the Tnu of Shemen, Yayin Lechura Bavais, of a Yaisu from Raschalei, the Kochen Teira, which is Lechura connected to Metzias, and Shemen Bavais, the Bittel in Teira, Lechura Bittel and Metzias are two separate in Yonim. So Lechura, how could you have both of them? The answer is, no, you have Shemen you'll have before the learning. You start with Bittel, and then B'shas and learning, you have Yayin. That's L'chura the pastus, how you would learn. Learned Abishol, Amidaf Arayin Gebn Shemen, in dem selbe Lishke, Vusidod der Yayin. Und noch mehr, der Yayin da werden a Toffel zu Shemen. Bis ad Lishke wird angerufen al Shem HaShem Adafke. That's the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush over here is that the pastus advarim, you would say, that Shemen and Yayin are two separate inyanim, even though they're both needed for Limud HaTeira, but at two separate times. They can't be together. They can't be simultaneously. And on that, Abishol is saying, no, that there's a Lishka, which has Shemen and Yayin, and has first Yayin, and then a Shemen, and it's called Beis Shamdi. There's the Lishka, where it's Ongeruf, and Al-Shem HaShem Adavka. Es Muz Takezayin, der Yayin, der Koch, in Havonot Vasogas HaTeira, ob man darf ständig gedenken, as er der Koch, in Limud HaTeira zav zayn durgenommen mit Bittel zum Nesen HaTeira. That's the word. The word of it is that in the Shemen, in the Yayin rather, so zecherden the Shemen. Und derbei bavorden die Mishnah, was ken arisku melule ze? Shachachti ma hoise mishameshes. First the Rebbe teaches us, what's the chiddush of Abishol? That there is a Lishka which has Sai Shemen and Sai Yayin. Agam, there's two separate in Yonim. L'chura Yayin represents the Koch in Limud HaTeira, and Shemen represents the Bittel, and L'chura the Koch and the Bittel are two separate in Yonim, but they have to be simultaneously. And on that, the Rebbe says, "Und derbei bavorn der Mishnah was ken arisku meluli ze?" Whereas without the chiddush of Abishol, which says that the Lishka had Sai Shemen and Sai Yayin, there could be an inyan. What could happen without it? What could happen without it? So it says over there that Rabbi Lezmi Yankov said that there was the Lishka, Shachachti ma hoise mishameshes. So Rabbi Staitchi Guis. Yeshleima hadiyog baze, Rabbi Lezmi Yankov ad yivu, sasizdo a Lishka, which means amokim mugdish, nor tsunyoni, beis hakodish borchu, ritzeni. Aber ma hoise mishameshes is, what's pshat ma hoise mishameshes? Lemay nafkemina. Ubeloshna yedua, ilu nitztave lachti veitzim, In other words, this lashon al altrebul kutetay dinas tavino lach teveitzim, which means hayino chet veitzim. So taych do is that the pshat is you don't have to. In other words, the be'emes every mitzvah has it in inyan. It's inyan. Every mitzvah has its inyan. Ilan tavino lach teveitzim without an inyan. The only inyan would be bittel. There would be only bittel, so that would also be beseder. In other words, there's a musik called inyan tavino lach teveitzim that everything is the whole. The tenua is not the toichen of the inyan, but rather the bittel of the inyan. So that's what he's saying. L'maynafkim noshen yedo ilan stava lach teveitzim. It does in the zelba lishka. No, everything is in the same lishka, and memela there's no chilukim. V'nigei rak shetia aveda, kabbalah seil, aves Hashem, yiras Hashem bichlal, under diuk from aropna mendosim protim, chulu. And azach was his aim bo nafkemino fagesman. I don't have clear what the pshat over here is. They're saying over here that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankiv was saying that there was a madrega shachachti mahoyse mishameshes. Why shachachti mahoyse mishameshes? Because we're talking about a madrega where everything is bechlolus al derav ilan istavino lach teveisim and others. Everything is one inyan. Everything is one inyan. And the mail is not negeya. The pratim is not negeya. I'm not sure. I mean, there's av kabbalah seil and there's avas Hashem. And Yiras Hashem bichlal under diuk from Arop Namedosim Protim. The Rebbe Tzeichel Don in Hora 62 Shara Yichud from the Mittler Rebbe Benigel is Beinus. The Rebbe would quote this very often. Shetzorach Liyus beProti is Dafke Kuntus Aveda. I'll call upon him. The Rebbe's Taichin Guiz Benigel the Aveda of Abishol. The Abishol there is the Yain the Shem together. And here the Rebbe is saying, what happens without Aved of Abishol? Without Aved of Abishol, there could be a mitzvah of Shachachti Mahoisim Shameshes, which means Seherzach Nish de Protim, Seherzach Nish de Protim, Seherzach Nor de Bittel, Seherzach Nor the general Bittel, not the Protim. Notice on one hand, there's only a kilo, there's only Shema, not Yain, Lechura, that's the Pshat. I'm not sure. And then the Rebbe teaches this, Aldera Zen Limudatera. Limudatera is easier to understand, Lechura. Aldera Zen Limudatera. There's a mitzvah called learning Torah when Asach bekamus and beechus. Das is in Yoni und sein Chush. Aber ma hoise mishameshes. In other words, the Torah should come down and pepeil, asuki shmeisa, alibe lehilchese, nid das is sheirish nishmose. A kochzach, person you have kochzach and limud ha-teira, and he's learning Torah bekamus and beechus, but not with the lasuki shmeisa alibe lehilchese. Biz asken nishtal shil veren lamata mata, Beifim from the filler. So when a person is learning Torah and it's not lasuk shmeitz alibid hilchus, but he's learning Torah in a richtig geifim. But then there could be a zayin achorif, but onu masik lal. In other words, he doesn't come to really any clarity. No, he has a charifus in Torah, but there's no that he's learning Torah without being umasik, which coming down to a certain klarkeit in the Torah itself. In other words, in felt in the klarkeit in Torah. Zakta b'shol. Und der Mann, der Medaf, Arab bringen der Limud in Meise Proti Bepeil. Und Beklolus, Limud am Evim de Meise, and that's the Ufta of the Shemen. Bishas Mod Blaz der Yayin, which is Shebetere, Ken Zayin, am Zol Nidwellen, Arab Trogen, Abtretten, von der Geschmack von Avon of Asoge Betere. Es zu vernehmen sich mit den Jönen von Meise. Was ist oft verbunden mit Kvier, Meise Miloschen, Maasen, Al-Azdokke. So knows you're enjoying the enjoyment of Torah, the intellectual involvement in Torah. To say, well, not to some intellectual involvement, but it means to say you're enjoying the koch in Torah, you're enjoying the koch in Torah, but it's not a gear so much the b'nigei l'maisa b'peil. But the limud is durgim and mitbitl. Und der Ike v'tachlis von sein Lernen, g'deh er soll wissen, wie zum Mechave sein, zum Rotzen Elien. Darf gedammelt, is God the limud, keil lapirush godless alimud, the limud is in anefim from mevili de maisa, bis zu vernehmen sich davke allein mit nyonim shal maisa, vidi gemore der sel baruch if rabchia, a davke geton begufi mamish, kam agdei le maisa chia, um esayim kam agdei le maisa chia. So Rebbe is touching up over here that there's yayin and there's shemen. Touching in Aveda. There's yayin and shemen. Yayin is the koch, and shemen is on the bitl. And the chiddush is that the yayin and the shemen go together, and faket, and in the place of the yayin is nimshel the shemen, and the shemen is the yin of bitl. So the Rebbe says, the luma da teira, there could be a metzias where a person has the yayin of teira, which is in a kedushadik way, a yayin of teira, but he's missing the inyan of shemen. Shemen is the bitl which brings down the teira into maisa. The Rebbe brings down even nochmer, that there could be a person who's charif and he's not masik, because he doesn't come to an emissary clarkite in the yon. But the kudas advarim is that there's the yayin shem the teira and then there's the shemen. Masha'in came, the uftu of Abba Shol, there's no, that the yayin, that the shemen was nimshach in the yayin, that there was a lishka, that over there was yayin, first yayin, and then there was shemen, and then it was called Beis Shamni, that it was all durglum, the union of shemen, the union of bittel. That's benigea teira. You have to know, the Rebbe teaches is also benigea aveda, that a person does aveda, and in his aveda, the shailas is the herz of the protim. The teacher is the union. The shaila is the herz of the protim. Ma hoisa mishameshes, mine of kemina. I'm not sure what's the pshat over there in that. That first way the Rebbe's teaching goes in Aveda, the uftu of Abba Shol, legabi Rebbe Lezer ben Yankov. In Ha'ara 63, when the Rebbe speaks about limud ha'Torah, that there's a limud ha'Torah and there's nishzayin inyan is the inyan la'asuk shmeitzah limud hilchasa. So on that, the Rebbe says in Ha'ara 33, v'ule yashleim shezav vidosei v'dagas Rebbe Lezer ben Yankov misadatzmei. And over there, v'ashikhi hilam al yusam. Al derech, we find the musik of Shikhas Rab Zayded Talmud Bavli, that he forgot Talmud Bavli in order to learn Talmud Yerushalmi. So there was some musik of Shikhul Mal Yusuf. Achi Eskiri Abishol. And then he had Leo Ledar Genilas Adias. So in other words, the way you're learning the Pashas Advarim is Kilo, Rab Lezmi Yankee was missing something. And Mele and Abishol brought the union of Yain Hashem. He had the Rebbe saying Faket, that the union of Shikh over here was a Psahaya Madrega. And then Abishol brought him to even a higher madrigal.